And today we're going to be looking at 15 counsels or advices of our great saint Padre Pio for those who are suffering. So of course, everyone suffers in life. And is it something good or is it something bad that's suffering? It seems to be the spiritual paradox we have, because everyone suffers, has to carry their cross. And yet if we follow Padre Pio's advice, then this can become something beneficial that ultimately leads towards our salvation. So let's have a look at what Padre Pio said on this, at his advice. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of very short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar and he was a mystic and he was a tremendous miracle worker. So please do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and what his intercession could do for you. And we do encourage you to be part of, to become actively involved in our Padre Pio apostolate. And you can do this by liking our video and share the video with your friends and colleagues. If you're not subscribed, then do subscribe to our channel. Now, in today's talk, we're going to be looking at 15 points. We're going to be considering these 15 words of advice, of counsel from Padre Pio on a Christian approach to suffering. And we're going to read what he says and then just add a commentary or two to try and clarify things a little bit. His first point, Padre Pio tells us this: suffering endured in a Christian way is the condition that God, who is the author of all graces and all gifts that lead to salvation, has established to grant us glory. So our glory is somehow attached to suffering. But note that Padre Pio uses the word endured. You have to endure suffering. Suffering, that's never pleasant. And so this is the condition, of course, that God established since the fall of mankind in the Garden of Paradise. So now we all have to go through this in order to reach our glory, ultimately in heaven. And if we just find a scripture that links into this, then it is this: for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. And that is from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4. And now on the second point, Padre Pio advises this: the more suffering that you have, the more love you will receive. So he's putting these two together in proportion. The more suffering means you're going to receive more love from God, of course. And does anyone want to suffer? Absolutely not. No. But the reward has to be great if we're going to endure the suffering, receiving God's love. And in the third point, Jesus wants to fill your heart. So it's not just a partial thing, not just partially full, it's completely full. And to me, that sounds like more than just a little one-hour mass during the week. To fill our hearts, it's something all-absorbing, ultimately. And if he fills our hearts, then like Padre Pio's, this is how Padre Pio described his heart once it had been filled by God, as an ever-active volcano of love. And in the fourth point, Padre Pio tells us that God wants your incapacity to be the seat or the bearer of his omnipotence. And scripture tells us when we are weak, he is strong. It's also from 2 Corinthians 12. When we are weak, then God is strong within us. In the fifth point, Padre Pio counsels, faith is the torch that guides the footsteps of desolate souls. And so there's been great saints in the past, Saint John of the Cross and others, who describe this dark night of the soul, where the soul feels so desolate and can't sense anything of God. And in those times, it's faith that keeps us going, that guides us. So faith is the torch of desolate souls. In point number six, and Padre Pio says, in the tumult of our passions and adversities, may grateful hope in God's inexhaustible mercy sustain us. So as we all know, our own flesh afflicts us, and problems sometimes they just drop on our head for no apparent reason. And then we must have hope in God's mercy to sustain us, is what Padre Pio is advising. In point number 7, Padre Pio says, place all of your trust and confidence only in God. As we all know, things, they can and they will let us down. Even people will let us down sometimes. We might have a vehicle, a car, and it gets involved in an accident. It's gone. That thing is gone. It's let us down. But God is forever there. And he wants us to trust in him. And in the next point, Padre Pio says, the best consolation is the one that comes from prayer. And there I bet he's speaking from his own personal experience. So maybe someone, one of you has lost a loved one. Then he's saying God can console you. So we have to pray for that. And then in point number 9, Padre Pio says, never fear anything. But on the contrary, consider yourselves fortunate to be considered worthy to share in the pains of the God-man. And then in the 10th point, Padre Pio tells us, God leaves one or a person in darkness for their own glory. It is a great opportunity to progress spiritually. So once again, it's like that dark night of the soul, the spiritual desolation. It's a great opportunity for spiritual progress. for spiritual progress. So let us not waste this opportunity. And the 11th point, happiness is only encountered in heaven. And everyone desires happiness. That's how God has put us together. We are made for happiness. But it is not here on this earth. This earth is our vehicle with all the trials. It is not our destination. The 12th point. The greater the temptations from the devil become, the closer the soul is to God. And of course, we know that the devil really hates anyone who is close to God. And so he tries by any means to make that person fall, to keep him back. Point number 13, Padre Pio advises, bless the Lord for suffering and accept to drink the cup of Gethsemane. Gethsemane being his passion in the Garden of Gethsemane the day before his crucifixion. And we may wonder, how did Padre Pio reach such heights spiritually in his spiritual life? And perhaps it was this, bless the Lord for sufferings and accept to drink the cup of Gethsemane. And the 14th point, he says, accept and support sufferings throughout your life to be able to participate in the sufferings of Christ. So if we are always running from sufferings, then when the time comes to suffer with Christ, we're not going to make it. And then finally, Padre Pio says, prayer is the best weapon we have because it is the key that opens the heart of God. And just a reminder, we are encouraging you to participate in our Padre Pio apostolate. Like our video, please, if you've liked it, and share the video with your friends and colleagues. And also, do enroll your mass prayer intentions. You can see the video there on the end screen how to do that. And we have a mass celebrated every Friday where we bring these intentions that you've submitted online and we bring them to this mass to Padre Pio. So please do participate in that and enroll your mass prayer intentions.